Welcome to the Heart of Dating podcast. Hey, it's Kate. I'm so glad you could join us this week as we try to untangle the ever so ambiguous world of dating as a Christian. Over here on Heart of Dating, we get real as we answer some tough questions and uncover transformative ways to approach Christian dating. Oh, and you better believe we have some laughs along the way, because last time I checked, the struggle is hashtag real. You know what I'm saying? Now, let's get to the heart of the matter. Happy 2019, friends. I can hardly believe that it's finally here. Oh my gosh. So as I've been looking back on 2018, I've just been in awe of so many things. 1 year ago, this podcast didn't exist. 1 year ago, I shifted the course of my vision. I stepped into murky waters with nowhere to see where I'd end up. I felt prompted to start a podcast on dating. You know, just one of the most complex, unknown, opinionated topics out there. No big deal. I did not feel qualified. I had no idea where to begin, honestly. I found myself thinking, well, would anyone even listen to a podcast on Christian dating? Won't I run out of topics? How am I ever going to convince guests to come on and talk to me? I'm not credible to do this. I don't know about journalism. I don't know how to interview. But friends, when you step into the unknown with faith, God can do amazing things. He asks us to take his hand and trust. We might only be able to see the next step ahead, just the one next step, but that's all we need to see. Faith doesn't make things easy. It makes them possible. Now in just 1 year, because of y'all and because of God's amazing favor, we've had over 150,000 downloads. We've launched 37 episodes. We've landed in the top 50 Christian podcasts, and we've interviewed some of the most amazing people. What I have to say is that this has been the most rewarding, exciting, and growing journey. And I am so thankful for all of you guys for sharing the podcast, listening each week, writing reviews, telling all your friends. You mean the world, and I can't wait for what's in store for 2019. Now today, friends, I'm so excited. We have had so many ladies writing and asking questions, knowing where to meet guys or if they can initiate, all of the questions, and I relate to it all. So today I brought on the amazing Alessandra Conti to talk about it. Ali Conti is a celebrity matchmaker, and she's the co-founder of Matchmakers in the City. You actually may remember her sister Christina, who was on just a few months ago. The two girls are sisters, and they are girl bosses who founded this incredible matchmaking company. Matchmakers in the City was praised by Patty Stanger, the millionaire matchmaker, as the new generation of matchmakers. Ali is also a matchmaker behind MTV's Are You the One, and she's a frequent media guest. She's the go-to celebrity matchmaker for Vivica A, and she has been on CBS's Face the Truth. She's also been featured on Celeb Buzz, The CW, Fox News, among so many others. She has 7 years in this field, you guys, and she has worked with thousands of single men and women, so she knows what she's talking about. You're gonna get a ton out of this episode. We laugh a lot as well, so just be prepared to listen and have a great time. Also, we have a special discount code for you if you're interested in matchmaking with Matchmakers in the City. You can use code HEART to get a discount on your membership. And also, I talk about this more later in the episode, so stay tuned for even more details. Okay, y'all, without further ado, here's this awesome episode with Ali Conti. Ali girl, I'm so excited to have you on today.
Yes, Kate, thank you for having me. Welcome.
Welcome to my home. Welcome to your offices. Your home.
Yes.
I know, this is amazing. I had the pleasure of interviewing your sister, Christina, yes, a few months ago, and that was such a joy in the same room.
In the same room.
In this, it's very sentimental.
It's very sentimental.
Nostalgia.
Nostalgia. 100%.
We talked about so many fun things. And the thing is that you guys together are like such girl bosses. You have this incredible company. Tell us about you and what you do.
Sure. So we co-own Matchmakers in the City.
Yes, you do.
Yes. And Matchmakers in the City is an old school personal matchmaking firm. Mm-hmm. We're 7 years old, headquartered mm-hmm. here in LA. We have New York, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C. as well. So,
oh my gosh, everywhere.
Yes, it's a lot. Yeah.
It's amazing. I know Christina talked about it last time, but like, even if you don't live in one of those cities, they can work with you guys, right? Like yeah. for matchmaking.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's, those are our main service area yeah. cities. That's where our matchmakers are, mm-hmm. but we do a lot of date coaching. We have different programs. Yes. We have a big database that's national and international. So if people are interested and if they are, you know, it's definitely doable. And we just had a London wedding. So yeah.
Oh my gosh. I want to have a London wedding.
I know. It was so beautiful.
It just
beautiful.
Reminds me of the royal wedding. Like now, anytime it's the London wedding, I'm like, oh.
I know.
Like,
wait, I'm going to be Hollywood for a second. So I was in London a few months ago filming Royal Matchmaker.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
What is this? This is amazing.
So it's a reality show.
Oh my gosh.
And so it's like it was a pilot and we were filming and I was setting up a lord.
Oh,
so,
what? Yeah,
setting up a lord.
A lord with there are still lords out there.
Lords. There are lords all around. What? Well, mainly lords in London. But it was
lords
so much
London.
Fun.
Hello, yeah. I am Prince, or I am no, you're not Prince. I am a Lord of London.
Yes, the like, Lord of London.
The Lord
darling.
Of London. Oh yeah, I have to. Well, I'm doing my like lame English accent.
No, that was really
American
amazing.
Accent. Excuse me. That's so cool.
It was so much fun. Yeah, but so we definitely do. We do a lot everywhere.
Oh
but,
my gosh, yeah. So fun. So, okay, you have some other even amazing things up your sleeve, don't you? So tell us a little bit about what is some of the other things you work on or you've been doing.
Well, my job is really cool at this point because I kind of began in the trenches working with every single client back, 7 years ago when it was just me and my sister in this little office in the middle of Beverly Hills.
Oh my gosh,
it was so,
so cool.
cute and we were doing everything. Yeah. But since then, it's grown and it's kind of grown beyond what we could handle just myself and my sister, obviously, as a company does, you know. So we now have a bunch of matchmakers and they're really the matchmakers in the city.
Yeah.
So they're working one-on-one privately with all of our clients, which is amazing. And so my job is really managing the matchmakers, being a support system, giving them advice, making sure everyone just knows, okay, you know, this is your client, this is what you're working with. So that's a lot of fun. Mm. And I can then also focus on the fun, you know, media things. So for this for the last two seasons of MTV's Are You the One? Do you know the show?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
I love this.
So yeah, so I was a matchmaker for them.
Oh my gosh, how
which
fun.
Which was fascinating.
Oh wow.
Very.
I can imagine. I don't watch too many MTV shows these days, but that is.
Probably better off. Sorry, MTV. Sorry. Don't bite the hand that feeds you. But no, it's definitely, it was, you know, it was a big it's like the opposite of the type of people that I usually work with, to be completely honest.
Yeah, yeah.
Because these are young, you know, they're like in their early 20s, you know, they have tons of issues. They're maybe not really ready for a serious relationship, but it's our job to figure out who their ideal, who their perfect matches are. And then they win $1 million if they can figure it out. So that was a lot of fun.
They're like, I don't really care about it. All I want is to win the money.
Right? But they do. It's actually fascinating when they get down to it because even, you know, one of my philosophies is it's really difficult when you're in your early 20s to really, you know, if you can want a serious relationship, but it's almost better to not be in that because you can then explore. You're learning about yourself. You're figuring out what you like, what you don't like, and all these things.
Yeah.
But definitely that want is there and that genuine want is there. So even for people who maybe are not, you know, following the Lord or on that exactly.
At MTV, maybe they are. We don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Some are. Whatever it might be. But it's definitely fascinating to see that is a genuine want and it's a genuine desire.
And it's true. Like relationships are the genuine desire within us.
Totally.
And so I do notice that too often we either do one of two things. I usually find we either idolize it and we're like, I'm going to go to college to get for women my MRS degree, which
let
me become the missus. And that's all I want to do. Yeah. Get my ring by spring. And I idolize it, and that's like my goal right after college. Yeah. And or we just are like, let's be career. And then we're in our mid-30s and we realize we've just focused on career, but we haven't done anything else. And we haven't focused on what's truly the desire of our heart, which is relationship.
Yeah, and you're like, absolutely. What's happening? It's so crazy how the pendulum is just, it goes so far to either direction. Yeah. Yeah. And I think that it's such a challenge for women to really be self-aware, to know that that is a struggle that we are going to have and that women are going to have, and really make that a goal. Yeah. For, I mean, 2019, that's such a great goal to have that balance 100%. Of the career and the relationship. So I love how that's, I completely agree with you.
And exactly. So there has to be a balance. And some of that we're going to talk about today, because now we have a lot, we have men and women listening to this podcast, but we do have a lot of women, and so many of them send in very super specific questions. And there's trends among these questions, let me tell you, girl. Mm-hmm. And so earlier I mentioned, I'm like, you and your sister are girl bosses. And so speaking of girl bosses, we're going to talk a bit about that and how we can date as a girl boss. How can we date and be a girl boss? How can we have confidence? But also, how can we not like avoid being too misindependent, right? Because in the end, some of that actually drives men away. So here, I want to just like start today with two different questions that I get so often. These are just like over and over and over. And I know the guys will get something from this episode too, but the ladies are going to be super happy that we're answering these questions. So the first question is, all the ladies ask this, where do I meet a great guy?
Oh, I love this.
Where do I meet it?
Every date coaching session that I do, I get this question. And it's this, it's exactly, they're like, where do I meet them? They're like, I live in this city and we have so many men, I think, but I see them. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. So I'm going to demystify.
Let's demystify
where to
it.
Meet great guys.
Yes, please.
Literally, and I know this sounds so cheesy for me to say, they are all around, okay? They are everywhere. They genuinely are. But the first step that women need to do is put their phone away, okay?
Amen, I agree.
When women are going about our – and men too. I mean, men are equally as guilty, but we're talking about where to meet great guys, so we're going to talk to the women here. But – when we're going about our daily lives, anyone, we have a very strict routine, okay? Mm-hmm. Whether we like it or not, we're humans, are creatures of habit, okay?
Yeah, we truly
We
are.
Go to the same gym in the morning. We go to the same coffee shop. Mm-hmm. We then rush over to work. We don't look at anyone. Yep. We don't talk to anyone. We go to the same place at lunch. We sit with the same people. Then we go home. Maybe we'll have a glass of wine with a girlfriend or whatever, and then we'll go home, watch Netflix, and then go to sleep.
Exactly. So that's amen. You just described my life.
That is like the basic woman's life.
Yes.
But as women are going through their daily lives, everyone's on autopilot. Mm-hmm. So literally the first step is just being aware that, okay, I'm going to put my phone away and be present wherever I am and really just look around.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, that's, you know, the super easy answer. So if you're going to do anything, that's a great like little thing that you can do. Mm-hmm. But it also really helps to change things up in your daily life. So maybe if you you go to the same coffee bean every single morning. Mm-hmm. Instead of going to that coffee bean, go to the one right down the street that's like three blocks away. And so when you're out and about, it is about putting your phone away, being present. Mm-hmm. I can also talk about the actual steps. Mm. We'll get to that in a little bit of actual steps of how to meet great guys. Yeah. But I want to focus on locations.
Yeah, location is so good.
But so coffee shops are wonderful. Mm-hmm. Really anywhere there are lines, okay?
That's
lines
good. Yes.
Are a single woman's best friend, okay?
Get in the longest line, ladies.
Get in the longest line. When you're in Trader Joe's, get in the longest line, okay? So get in the longest line. Yes. Really, if you're in Whole Foods, get in line. When you're waiting for that vegan pizza, you get in line. You're waiting in sweet green, get in that line.
Yes.
So really, if we're thinking about what you would have to do, so basic needs, you can meet men while you're kind of doing your basic life. Needs.
Yeah.
You're doing life and you can meet men in that way. But again, you're not going to meet men if you just go. So we're going to talk about how to in a little bit. But we're going to focus on location to begin.
I love that,
yeah,
girl.
Yeah. Dog parks are also incredible.
Oh,
anywhere that
– I thought of that.
Oh, my gosh. Especially – I mean, we're here in L.A. and there are dog parks all around.
Ooh,
so I even like good. The La Brea – and like specifically like the La Brea dog park is wonderful.
Everybody in L.A. Or if you're visiting L.A.
All of a sudden you see like a flock of single women in like – La Brea. They're like, yeah. Where are the boys?
But they all don't have dogs.
They're just there. But that's okay as well. Mm-hmm. But really, I mean, church, young adult groups are amazing. Mm. Volunteering, you know,
volunteering is good. And oh you can gosh. See that he has a servant heart. Hello. That's
exactly.
Great.
Exactly.
That is
He's
perfect.
He's giving back to the community in some facet, which is really wonderful.
Already a prerequisite. Hello.
Totally. But you could, there are literally everywhere that you could conceive, but it's also important to think about location as well. So, you know, if you're going to West Hollywood, your likelihood of meeting the type of man that you are, you know, trying to be with is probably not going.
Much lower.
It's a lot lower. So it's more focus on know your city, know your environment and be like, okay, Century City. Amazing. There are all the buildings in Century City.
Yeah.
Attorneys. And I love a man with a JD, okay? I love a man with a JD.
Oh my God, but, you're amazing.
But Century City is such a great place because it's just chock full of successful men.
Yeah.
So if you, instead of going to, you know, somewhere that you would normally go a little bit out of your way to Century City. You know, so
it, and like if you're like an artsy person, like I guess you could like go to an art class, like and be open to meeting the people or whatever it might be, like concert. I don't know, like if you're really into music,
it's so true.
It's like go to the places too of the things that you like to do, and like if you're really into fitness, you can meet someone at the gym.
100%. And that probably, absolutely. I mean, I think that it's, okay. I'm sure you're asking me the question that I'm like wanting to.
Yeah. Oh yeah, girl. Okay. So, so then the next thing, this is the second question. So now we know location, like anywhere. And just the last note on that I want to say too is like, ladies, if you're like, there are no good men at my church, like I need you to look around harder because there are absolutely. A lot of good men out there. And if you don't, then go to more events. Like maybe you're stuck in the same group with the same people.
So true.
Go to events with other groups of people at your church or go to other churches' events.
Other churches' events.
It's totally fine.
Exactly.
It's not cheating.
If you don't go to the church, all are welcome anywhere.
Yeah.
So really make it a point to figure out, okay, this is my church. And you can even have a thing like, I don't want to date in my church. And that's okay because that's where you are, you know, doing your spirituality. You're doing that. So you can have the mentality, like you could say, listen, on Sundays, it's about me and God. It's not about me like looking for Hawkeyes. Okay.
Yeah.
It's about me and God. And that's okay. So it's kind of more of a safe zone for you. But at the same time, we don't want to knock that out. So you can then on Wednesday nights go to a young adult group that's right down the street or that's in like, you know, another area. Another really great locational thing that isn't quite as obvious. There are so many events that happen. If you're living in a bigger city like LA or New York or San Francisco or DC, there are so many different events that are happening all the time.
Yeah.
So one of the things that we do at Matchmakers in the City, we send all of our matchmakers, it's literally a part of our jobs to go to different events.
Yeah.
And we call them recruitment events. And people are like, oh, what are recruitment events? It's literally scouting for eligible bachelors. Okay. So it's the Doctors Without Borders events.
Yeah.
It's the Lawyers and Philharmonic Society events.
Young
Jewish Professionals events if we're working with Jewish bachelors and bachelorettes.
Yes.
But it really is these events, they're happening all over the city all of the time.
Right.
And you really, a lot of times, you don't have to be an attorney. You might have a friend who is a part of the Bar Association, but Bar Association has events that are happening like once a month right in Beverly Hills.
Good.
So, you know, these different professional, if you're a part of a certain profession, like medical field, even if you're not a doctor, you can still go to the different events that are happening at Cedars-Sinai.
Yeah.
So it really is knowing, being aware, saying, okay, what type of man man? Does this excite me? What, you know, would this excite me to be with this type of guy? So that's literally what we do.
I love that. I never really thought about going to events. Like if I am interested in meeting people in the medical field, just because that interests me, I can go.
Absolutely.
I can find a way to go. That's so good. It breaks these barriers. We have weird barriers in our mind about like where we can and cannot go.
Absolutely.
And that we have to meet someone very specifically in our line of sight, which is sometimes very narrow, which you can.
You totally can.
But there's so many other options too.
Totally.
So, girl, thank you for that. Amen.
Absolutely.
All the ladies said amen. Amen. And all the guys are like, yes, the ladies are looking for me.
Like,
okay.
Yes, come find me, please. Scout me. I'm here.
Like, I'm waiting.
I'm waiting right here. Okay.
Okay. So here's the next biggest question I normally get from women. So this is like so, so, so common, but women always ask, is it too forward for a woman to make a move?
Ah.
And my gut instinct is no. And there's so many layers to this, but I'm curious to learn, like, have you talked to women about this? What do you say about it?
And for the past 7 years, I have not only talked about this, I have researched this. We've had field studies.
Oh my gosh.
We've sent bachelorettes into the wilderness. So I really do teach. Mm. So, okay. I'm a firm believer. I'm an old school kind of gal, okay? And a lot of the women that we work with are also really old school, and they do not, in no way am I like, go up to a guy and say, hey, I think you're cute. Nice to meet you. Absolutely not. I do love that dynamic of, you know, a guy in a utopian society, the guys would be coming up to the girls.
Yeah.
But honestly, it's 2019 and that's really not happening.
Yeah.
It's really not happening. And some women come in and they're so beautiful and they're so lovely. Mm. And they're like, why are no guys approaching me? Like, is there something wrong with me?
Yep.
So they're not approaching them. It doesn't matter who they are. Mm. So they could be classically the most beautiful woman in the world or just a normal girl.
Yeah.
They're not approaching. And I think a lot of it has to do with the apps and kind of there's a lot of approach anxiety for men. There's a lot of, you know, it's so much easier to get rejected on an app than it is in person.
In person. Yes.
So.
We do need better resiliency to rejection.
Oh my God,
100%. Side note. That's a side note.
100%. Oh my gosh. So like one of my goals is to work with men and teach them how to, you know, to go and to really risk it and not be
perseverance.
Exactly. Not be afraid. So, but to women, a lot of women feel really powerless because they're like, I don't want to be approaching these guys. But at the same time, no one's approaching me except for the drunken guy who's like had like 10 beers and he finally got up the courage to come up and spew some lines. So there is a solution. Okay.
And they're like, is this all that's out there?
Is this all that's there?
Really? God?
Exactly. But like I said, there is a solution.
Okay.
So the solution is called dropping your handkerchief.
Yes, amen. I have said this before on the podcast. Thank you.
Oh my gosh. I'm so happy.
Drop the hanky, ladies.
Drop the handkerchief. So I don't, if
like
you've already,
right now.
No,
like
I know.
Snaps.
If you've already gone into like a long soliloquy of
no,
what
can,
it is.
No, you can, girl. Okay. You go into it.
We'll do a quick little history lesson.
Please do.
So back in the Victorian times, it was super taboo. And again, I know I'm preaching to the choir here because you know what I'm talking
it.
About. But
no,
ladies,
sure.
We're talking to you.
Yes.
This is repetitive. This repetition is very important. So back in the Victorian times, it was super taboo for women to speak to men before they were spoken to, or really for women to speak to anyone before they were spoken to.
Yeah.
But back then, who they were with determined, like who they ended up marrying, determined everything in their lives.
Right.
It determined where they would be living, how many children they would have, if they would have help, if they would this, that, the other. Okay. Because back then, women like didn't have jobs and didn't this. Okay. So the women of that time period devised this genius strategy of dropping their handkerchiefs. So basically their first step was to figure out, okay, where is this man going to be? So they would kind of have a target. They would know the Lord of Devonshire. Okay. Speaking of lords.
Like we're in Pride and Prejudice now.
We're in Pride and Prejudice. Yeah. So the Lord of Devonshire. So he would be, they knew every Wednesday, he takes a walk. He takes a promenade along the woods or whatever, along the wherever.
Yeah,
okay. The forest. Okay, so they would then plant themselves where they knew he would be. And when he walked over, when he kind of passed them, they would accidentally drop their handkerchief in front of him. Amazing. And then he would lean down, of course, being the gentleman that he was, pick up the handkerchief and say, oh, excuse me, you seem to have dropped your handkerchief. And then the woman would then say, oh my gosh, thank you so much. It's so kind of you. I'm Isabella of blah, blah, blah. Okay, but then the ice was broken. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, they could speak, they could go, oh, you know, da, 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 da. And then she would become the Lady of Devonshire. Okay.
Yep.
So if we take
that's how it's done, lady. Bam, you gotta drop that hanky.
But if we take that into, you know, modern day 2019, we can do the dropping of the handkerchief in a few different ways. I'm not saying throw your phone at the guy or like drop something in front of him, even though some of our women have done that because they've taken my advice a little too literally. But it's okay. It's okay. No shame, ladies.
Oh my gosh. But drop your purse and everything spills out. It's like really one embarrassing for you and overwhelming. Because now he's seen everything in your bag and he's like afraid.
He's like, all right, let's go. No, that's beautiful. But honestly, any way that you can just break the ice with a man is dropping your handkerchief.
Yeah.
And a lot of times that's really all that a woman needs to do. It's just about breaking the ice. Mm-hmm. It's not about doing this whole song and dance and da-da-da-da. It's just about breaking the ice. And in an indirect way. So a great thing to do using like the locations that we talked about before.
Yeah.
Say you're at the Coffee Bean. Okay. Yeah. And you know, girl, you know what's on that menu, like the back of your hand. You've been there every day. You get your same drink all the time. Mm-hmm. But I need you to act a little bit here. Okay.
Yeah.
So when you're in that line, you can so step one is gaining proximity. Mm. So wait, okay, you know, you see a cute guy, get into the line, you get in the line behind him. That's totally fine. And then it's an indirect question to him. So you could literally just be like, excuse me, I'm so sorry. Do you know what's in a flan? Like, what is in a flan? Like, so it's not about him. You're not asking him, hi, oh my gosh, I saw you across the room. Like, you're wearing a suit. I really like men who wear suits without shoes. Blah, blah, blah. No, you're just saying.
And then he's like, yeah. What's going on? And your name is.
But it's just about breaking the ice. So an indirect comment, oh, what's in that flan? Da-da-da. And then he can kind of say, oh, yeah, it's actually this and da-da-da. And then after that ice breaking, the most important thing is the follow-up question. Mm. And that follow-up question, what has been tried and tested for the past 7 years, what I've told women, oh, that's awesome. Are you from around here? Are you from around here?
So basic and just so easy.
Continuing the conversation.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times in interaction with someone that you meet out, it's like you ask them a question because you actually had to ask that question.
Exactly.
And then it is about – then it would just go.
Yeah.
But when you continue the conversation with a, oh, that's great. Are you from around here? Very basic, very sweet. Just whatever. And then it continues the conversation.
And you pick on the cues in the conversation too. Like absolutely. To that point, to your point. Because like why texting conversations end, it's like, how are you? Good. How are you? Good.
Done.
Boom.
Bam.
There's nothing else.
Exactly.
Well, yeah. what did you do today? Exactly. Like you gotta go in for a little more.
They
like,
need exactly. And especially during the daytime or really even at night, if you ask a guy to take a picture, that's a really great way of meeting a guy. If you're out with your girlfriends and you see a cute guy, just, oh, hey, would you mind taking a photo of us? Again, ice breaking. Mm. And then when he takes the photo, you can look at the, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Are you a photographer?
Mm.
Like and a random, it's just talking. It's really just being open, talking. And I mean, believe me, it's highly effective because then the guys take the note.
Would you say the same thing for people? Because simultaneously I see people who are like at church, they've seen a guy for a long time and they're like, I don't really know him, but I've seen him for months now and I'm just waiting for him to notice me.
Yeah.
So it's not like a total stranger, although it's kind of a stranger. Mm-hmm. Would you take the same approach with this guy too? Like how would you maybe approach these men at church?
Yes. Oh my gosh. The approach at church is really, really wonderful. So with a guy at church, you could always be like, oh, did we go to college together? Mm. Like this is so random, but did we go to college together? That's a wonderful, that's a wonderful intro. But it also could be, again, it doesn't have to be directly about him. It could be an indirect comment. So say just, but gaining proximity, ladies, if you can't scream this across the way and you can't like chase him out. So there is like kind of an art, like if you see a cute guy and you think, he, you know, you think he's adorable, gain proximity, like get closer to him and, you know, just try to kind of mosey your way there. And then as you're kind of both leaving, you can be like, oh, you know, an indirect comment. You could even be like, oh my gosh, that, you know, you could say something about the sermon.
Yes,
be like, oh 100%. My gosh, that was, wow. Like that was so intense.
You can comment on the worship music.
Exactly.
You can, and also I sometimes encourage people, I'm like, y'all don't need a pickup line. Just like if you know anything about them at all, if you've known that if they're not a total stranger, compliment them on something about themselves. Yeah, like I notice you worship so wonderfully. I know that sounds so lame, but it honestly,
I like the way you worship. I like the way you worship.
Some people are like listening right now like, no, I am never gonna say that. It's like, but if you say it from a true heart of like whatever's comfortable for you, obviously, like
can I give you an example?
Yes, please.
Okay, so ladies, I just want to like express how easy it is to do this. So obviously I'm a matchmaker, and so I kind of have really very little skin in the game in terms of I meet men and I really am thinking of them for my clients. So a part of my job is just being an expert at meeting good guys and being totally
so you do
comfortable
this all the time.
With whatever outcome happens.
Yeah.
But 100%. I was once at an event and it was like a book. It had something to do with a book. Let me tell you, I was in, you know, as women, we have like, we can look like our most snatched. Snatched is not even something I've never said that before.
That before.
Whatever. We can look our most fabulous, or we could look like death on wheels, like sitting in the couch, like dead. So it was one of those days where it was a long day for me. But I said, you know what? I really need to go to this event. I need to I need to mingle. I need to meet some great people. So I saw this guy at the end of the thing. He was standing by books. So I didn't even think. I just kind of went up to him, kind of gained proximity, and I literally got there and I looked over to the side and I was like, oh, is that a book? Like, that's all I said. I said, is that a book? I looked horrible. He then looked at me and he said, that is indeed a book. But then we just started talking. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. Are you from around here? Like, that's why it doesn't matter what you
say.
Is
that a book?
Is that a book? Like, that's it. Like, it doesn't matter. And
did I see a guitar on stage for worship?
It was that a guitar? Yes. Yeah, it literally, like, I'm telling you, these guys, they don't care. They're just like, they don't compute what's happening.
Oh, a woman is talking to
me. Yeah, he's like, amazing. Oh, this pretty girl. Or not even, like I said, I looked like a level up from like Netflix time. Like, I looked really horrible.
Oh, I get that, girl.
So it's not even like, you know, it's just about breaking the ice.
And I don't think it's like overly too forward. Honestly, no. It's not overly too forward. No. You got to drop the hanky. Yeah. You have to do that because ladies are like, oh, I'm just going to sit here and pray and wait for him to eventually come to me. I'm like, well, he's never going to. He doesn't know you exist. Mm-hmm. Or B, if he doesn't know at least a small bit that you might be interested.
Absolutely.
Like a little bit. Like guys, whether or not they should be intimidated, they sometimes are. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you give them a little bone to go off of, like a little interest. They're like, oh my God. Gosh, this is amazing. Like, this woman, I've never, and they're not mind readers. It's like, they don't know you're sitting there across your church service, watching them worshiping, being like, is he looking at me right now?
God, please let him say hi. Yeah, yeah. No, it's true. It's so true. I'm a firm believer in that. And you can obviously like, you know, you can, if a woman is like really horrified of uttering anything, even the, is that a book? Like, or anything, you know, you do though have to like making eye contact or smiling and haha, you know, but I find that to be honest, I think that's more awkward than just being like, that sermon was amazing. Mm. So, you know, it's
yes.
I was walking off a plane once and a guy said to me, oh, wow, those seats are so big. And I looked back and I was like, they're really large seats. And I was like, what a genius. Like, that was so nothing. And we started talking and, you know, so
it was
like
nothing.
It was like,
you're right. And how many times do we also miss these cues? Because I'm thinking about it as you say it, like so many people do that to me. And I'm like too busy because I'm doing whatever I'm doing or I'm on my phone. And I'm like, Yeah. And then later I'm like, was he trying to start a conversation?
150%. He was, because these guys, they're trying to. So it's knowing that they probably want to talk to you too. Like if you had that burning desire to talk to them, like, you know, they would love to talk to you.
Are y'all just loving this interview with Allie like I am? It is so much fun. I love talking with her. Now, I am so excited that today this episode is sponsored by the incredible Matchmakers in the City. Woohoo! So if you've never tried matchmaking before, I could not recommend it more. The team that Allie and Christina have at Matchmakers in the City is so phenomenal. And we have actually had plenty of you guys sign up with them, and we have heard amazing things back from your experiences. I am personally a huge advocate for what they're doing, and I am excited because I've partnered with them to get y'all a discount. You can actually get a discount on your matchmaking services by using the promo code HEART. So here's what you do to sign up. First, you visit matchmakersinthecity.com to fill out a profile for free. It only takes 2 minutes, and all of your details are going to be super secure and confidential. Then the Matchmakers in the City team will review your profile and get back to you within 48 hours. Hello, efficiency. And they're going to schedule an in-person meeting, a FaceTime meeting, or a Skype meeting. Here, they're going to learn more about you, what you're looking for, and they're going to discuss the different options of membership with you. After having a full best match interview, getting true life dating coaching, and just having your session with the matchmakers, you are going to be ready to meet your matches. Ah! The Matchmaker in the City team will handpick, interview, background check, and get this, social media check the most eligible bachelorettes and bachelors in your area. After they've selected their top matches for you, they plan every element of your date. Hello, that sounds so seamless and romantic. I'm like, yeah, sign me up, please. So to get a discount, you can use the promo code HEART. It's going to be $10 off date coaching, and you're going to get $100 off the priority membership. Also, if you don't live in LA, that's no problem. They have offices in LA, New York, DC, San Fran, and they can even matchmake virtually because they have a network all over the country. I am so excited for you guys to take your dating life to the next level by working with their team. So I hope you will sign up for Matchmakers in the City using promo code HEART. Okay, now something else that I always see happening, and in fact, Allie, I am guilty of this. Okay, so like there's a cute guy. Let's keep it in the church scenario. Yeah. So there's a cute guy at church, and I see him coming over, and I'm like, oh my gosh, he's coming over to my group of people. Mm-hmm. And I'm like actually really excited to potentially talk to him. But as soon as he comes over to the group, I'm like, I can't even make eye contact. I start looking away. I'm talking to the next nearest person to me. Yeah. And it doesn't happen as frequently anymore, but girl, this has happened. And yeah. I know it's happening to some people listening. Mm-hmm. You can't even, you like clam up, you don't know what to do. And your body language just reads, please don't talk to me. I am unavailable and I want to talk to this guy instead.
Yeah, no, it's so true.
What do we do to like combat that?
Yeah, well, first of all, that's actually a beautiful thing that you're even feeling like nervous about a guy because that's adorable. And so just let's just value that for a second that like you're able to feel those little giddy emotions. That's adorable. Okay, so but navigating those feelings and really kind of putting them – so – honestly, it's something you can pray about, just saying, God, please, when the right guy that I'm, if I'm supposed to talk to a man, please give me the strength to speak to him. Please give me the strength to not be super awkward and, but it doesn't even matter because if you're awkward, that's adorable because men love like genuine, blah, blah, blah. Everyone loves
a genuine
person.
Well, and I'm super awkward, but yes.
No, that's so cute. I love it. And guys like a little bit of awkward. Like,
okay,
it's
good.
So funny because women have this, women, we're just taught that we were supposed to be perfect and that, oh my gosh, we're supposed to act this certain way. And that's how this amazing guy is going to like me. So women put such a mask up because they think, oh my gosh, like this is my mask. This is my shield. This is my armor. But the thing is, in order to, you know, really connect with a guy, in order for him to actually feel like, oh, I can connect with this girl, you have to like open that armor a little bit and be that like kooky person that you are, because then he'll be like, oh, okay, I can like chill with her because I get her. She's a little awkward like me. So know that that's not a bad thing. You can lean into that. But at the same time, so when next time that happens.
I love that, girl. It's be unashamedly who you are is what I say. Like be unashamedly, be vulnerable. It's vulnerability. You have to be vulnerable and just like own your skin.
Yeah.
Because it creates connections. Exactly what you're saying.
And I also honestly think that if women just kind of, instead of only dropping their handkerchief for like the Ken doll or for like the, you know, the hottest guy in the room or the guy that they've had their eye on for years, instead of waiting for that moment to drop the handkerchief, do it consistently.
Yeah.
Because then it's practice makes perfect. So then when that guy comes in, it's like you fake it till you make it. And now it's this time when it's so easy for you.
Yes.
Because you've done it so many times in the past. You're still a little bit nervous, but you already know that you're probably, you know, kind of, oh, I'm just like interacting with this guy. He happens to be attractive, but like I've done this a billion times before. So it's like,
it's practice. It's like you're exercising that muscle. Muscle, right? It's like once you exercise that muscle, it becomes way more easier to use.
100%.
When
you
like when I go to bar class, I exercise muscles that I've never exercised before, and I'm like, where did that even come from? And it's like so much pain.
Oh my god, it's so much pain.
But you don't want it to be so much pain. Like this process. But the more you go to bar class, right, the more those little muscles like don't hurt as much anymore. And then you're like, oh, I can do these like leg lifts like nobody's business now.
It's so true. I honestly, before I started this job, like before I was a professional matchmaker, I couldn't just go, I couldn't do what I do now. Like I did have this kind of, oh my gosh, this bias, not bias, this kind of fear of like, oh my gosh, like he's a guy, I don't know, what? And then, but then I was like, okay, if I, you know, I have to meet these bachelors. Like obviously this is a part of my job. So I had, you know, professional reasons, but if, believe me, if I could come to the point now where I can literally just talk to anyone, anyone can, you know,
you
so
can't, it's like pep talking yourself. I'm like, ladies, let's just pep talk ourselves and remind, like, I think you mentioned something like we talked about this earlier, demystifying or whatever, right? Like just say to yourself, it's just a person. Just a person.
Totally.
Just a person.
Totally. Just like all the other, you know, people that you've talked to in the past, and you don't know, we don't know what this guy's going to be in your life. He might open his mouth and have like a voice that's like 75 octaves high and you're just not attracted. I mean, men with high voices can be very attractive, but at the same time, he might like do something. Or he might like not have a job, or you know what I mean? Like there might be something that's just so not your guy.
Yeah.
But so we've built him up. So just don't worry. Like, you know, we don't know. You know, just,
doesn't mean it's your person just because you have a crush.
Exactly.
Okay, there's that too. Yeah. Doesn't mean it's your person just because you have a crush.
Exactly. Okay, oh, that's
okay so
tough.
Now we've established that women, they can be forward in some ways. They can drop the hanky. I love it. I'm so glad we went over that. Now I want to also talk on the flip side too about the opposite, which is being too independent, because sometimes when we're more like our girl bosses, the women who are really into their careers or just really independent, especially as you continue to get a little older, you're in your 30s as well, whatever age it is. But this often happens where you kind of sometimes give off a vibe that you don't need a man. You're just good. I'm good. I'm fine. I'm Miss Independent. And it's, I call it like, I'm being too single. It's almost like I'm too single for my own good. So how can we date as successful women or women that are, that do have interests and have great single lives, but not be like so intimidating and so closed off?
Totally. No, honestly, I think that this is probably the biggest issue that that successful women are facing because I work, so a lot of times people think, oh, a matchmaker, you're working with men, old geezer, who you're setting up with like young hot things. And that's totally not the case. Like we a lot of our priority members are successful bachelorettes in their 30s, in their 40s, even in their late 20s, mid to late 20s. We had a 23-year-old bachelorette the other day who's a priority member with us. But it's – so I see this all the time. And it's these lady bosses, they're rocking at their careers. Yeah. They put love on the back burner. And they've also, like, society has taught women that, you know, you, this is your persona, and to be independent. You don't need a man. You don't, but like at the end of the day, you want a man.
Yeah.
And actually, when you break it down, we do need a man if you want to have children. You know what I mean?
Yeah, biologically, well, there biologically, are some, I mean, you know, people would say they're okay.
Like, there are other ways.
There are other ways.
But it's so much like how much it's lovely to go about it with a partner. Mm-hmm. You know, some women are doing it on their own, which is amazing. And I'm not in any way like saying, taking anything away from them. But ultimately, you know, a lot of the women that we work with do want to do that with a partner, and they want to live life with a partner.
It's
so,
like we said at the beginning, it's like that inner desire. It's an innate desire as human beings. Majority of us, I think that I read a statistic. It was like 90% of people, over 90% of people desire to be in relationship.
Absolutely.
And that's just an innate desire. So if over 90, that's the majority. That's a high majority.
Absolutely. And for so many women, it's almost like they, for women who are in that, like the successful women, it's almost like they're saying a bad word if they say, I want a relationship. Mm. So it's almost like first step is like admitting that you want a relationship. And it's being okay with the fact that you get lonely sometimes and that you don't want to go to weddings by yourself anymore and that you do want a plus one. And that doesn't make you desperate because I think that so many women who are, you know, who are like the lady bosses, they're like, I don't want to come off as desperate. But even if they give a little bit of that want and like kind of surrender to that desire, even a little bit, that's vulnerability. Yeah. And that is so attractive to a man. Yeah. And that's, you're like accepting it. And that's something that you want and that's okay. Yes. And it's, you're not desperate by any means. Right. So it's like, you know, that whole playing hard to get, honey, you're impossible to get. it's, you're already hard to get. You are inherently hard to get. Mm. There's no need for you to play. There's no need for you to have those, you know, to feel like you have to be this single, independent, perfectly fine being a lone woman. Mm. You can say, listen, I'm looking at my life right now and I'm seeing that this is an area of my life that I'm not happy with.
Yeah.
And if you are, that's okay. Mm. It's like if you had, you know, like financially, if you were not in a good place financially, you would have no problem being like, oh girl, I need a better job. Okay. Or I need to get
right,
on that.
Right. So yes. It's that's okay. A good example. Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay for a woman to step back and be like, listen, this is an area of my life where I'm not happy with it and I do want someone. So I think that the first step is admitting that you want to be in a relationship and that you want a guy. Mm. So the ways that a woman can really express that without feeling like she's acting desperate or being that needy person because they think it's all or nothing. But again, we go back to the goal of balance. Yeah. We go back to the goal of wanting to be that, you know, you can, well, we can have it all. Oh God, that I won't even get into that part. But back to balance.
Yeah.
So it's having that balance of when you're going on dates, and I tell the lady bosses that I work with all the time this, when you're meeting men, but specifically when you're going on dates, because we've kind of talked about, okay, you're how to meet the guy. Now that you're actually going on the date with the guy, it's the, I always say three words when a woman is going on a date, let him lead. Okay. So when you're going on your dates, I always say, pretend like you are work switch off and vacation mode on.
Yes.
Okay. Even if you have to put your away message on for work, like some of my bachelorettes, I'm like, you need
put it on do not disturb right now.
Do not disturb, put on your away message because then you'll mentally say to yourself, okay, I'm, and even if it's, you haven't even gone on the date yet, you're going to an event and you're meeting a man and you're trying to go out. Vacation mode. Pretend like you are on vacation. Okay. And then, and on that date, again, let him lead. Okay. So when it comes to the date, you know, obviously, like we said, you don't need a man, but men do need to feel as though they are needed.
Yeah.
So that's a need for a man to feel like he's needed in some area of your life.
Yes.
So if you can let him lead in these little areas, so say you get to the restaurant, just sit back and let him open the door for you.
Yeah.
Let him lead. Let him open the door when you're sitting down.
Give him the opportunity. It's like you don't have to like have all these high expectations, but at least allow it to potentially happen.
Allow, you know, when it comes to the conversation, just kind of sit back and really let him gather his thoughts and come up with something.
Yeah.
And then affirm. So when he does, you know, when he does open the door for you, whatever it is, you can tell him something like, oh my gosh, thank you. You're such a gentleman.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, okay. She thinks I'm a gentleman. Therefore,
It's a little bone. We just like, oh, there you go.
The Pavlovian technique of training men. But it really is just allowing him to lead. And when it comes, some women freak out at me when I suggest this, but when it comes to ordering, like, listen, this is one meal in your entire life. Let him order for you. You can just be like, oh, listen, I'm open. Why don't you just order for me? So it's like giving him.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I've never really thought of that.
Yeah. And then I'm telling you, these men then, they're like, okay, she wants me to order for her. And then he's like, okay, I want to get this, and then that. Because now he feels like, okay, I'm in charge of the date. You're like relinquishing power and allowing him to be in charge of the date. This is another thing that's really fascinating about a lot of the women that we work with. They because in their work lives they're incredibly independent, incredibly powerful, and they really have to like amp up that element of their personalities, that kind of powerful element. But when they're in their relationships, they do really love to, you know, they love a guy who's gonna kind of lead and who's gonna be like, yeah, we're gonna do this is what we're, you know, I'm planning the date.
It's nice to soften up and like also what you're bringing up is like so connecting with me, because I have that energy. Like I have the woman boss energy, and I'm like, I can do it. Obviously. Like, fine. Like if you don't want to plan the date, I will. And like, but I think some of that is like, my therapist was telling me about this. In fact, that like, it's the woman bringing like taking on the masculine energy. So then it's like two male energies like next to each other. And a male doesn't want to feel like he's like with another male energy.
And this is the thing. If a woman does want to be that power in the relationship, then she needs to also know that she's probably going to be with someone who has more of that feminine energy. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But I've majority experienced the women that we come in. Once I've had a woman be like, I really like a man who has feminine energy. Like once out of thousands of women that I've worked with, I think that a lot of women do crave that man who is going to kind of, you know, have that masculine energy so that they can feel like they can be like, oh, I can now be the feminine. Like I can ignite that in my life.
Yeah.
And it's just so much more fun too.
Yes.
Another word that I really want women to just remember as they're dating, flirt.
This is so good.
Like I'm telling you, it is, there is an epidemic going on in our world where people are not flirting with each other anymore on their dates.
I so agree with you.
It's so crazy.
And even if you're flirting, because my flirting can sometimes be a little awkward, it's like, it's okay.
You're being playful.
Who you are. Exactly.
You are being playful and adorable, and that's fun. And for everyone, flirting's a little different, but like usually flirting consists of being playful, laughing, having fun, poking fun at like funny things that are happening around you. Like that's flirting. It's being that feminine, like leaning into your girl, like you know, it's like, oh, I'm me. Like, you know, it's not being like, oh my God, that's like, it's different for everyone.
Yes.
So flirting. And also it helps the men because it gives them indicators of interest.
Yeah.
So when a man is going on a date, and so the beautiful part about working with a matchmaker and working with matchmakers in the city, if it's in like, you're in a financial place to do it, because it's not, it's not a cheap thing.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing. Yeah. We had so many people like come and join you guys and they're like, it's amazing.
Oh, they're amazing. Yeah. I know. I've met some of the ladies. I love the listeners. But if you are in that place to do it, it's really incredible because we get date feedback from the men and we get date feedback from the women. Okay. So we get date feedback from both parties. A woman, a lot of times, this is what happens. And this has been happening for years. Women will give us their date feedback and they'll be like, oh my God, I had such a fun time. Wow. He was amazing. He was this, he was that. Oh yeah. I would totally be open to a second date with him for sure. But I haven't heard from him. What's going on? So then we get the guy's feedback and he's like, yeah, she was really cool. Yeah. I liked her. Would I go on a second date with her? I don't know. And we're like, what? You don't know? Like, why don't you know? She's amazing and perfect. So this happened for the first time, like obviously 7 years ago. And it happened a couple times until I said, something must be done. So I physically got on the phone with these men. I grilled them. I was like, what is going on? She's beautiful. She's amazing. She's this, she's that. She had an amazing time with you. They all said the number one thing they said, you know what? I just didn't think she was into me. They just didn't think she was into him.
That is it.
Mm-hmm. So these poor women, they're like, well, I thought I was flirting. I thought I was doing this. They didn't want to go overboard because they're like, well, I don't want to come off as this, that, the other. But the guy just didn't think. So even if, like, to the lady bosses I work with, I'm like, do it. If you think it's too much, you're good. You're in the green zone, okay? Because even that, like, even if they do it, like, if they think it's too much, it's probably not, you know, that. So just even just indicating flirting, having fun, indicating interest, giving compliments, that's another flirting technique. Yes. Being like, oh my gosh, your eyes are just so blue. They're so cute. Oh, I love it. Or whatever, like complimenting a physical trait and a character trait is also really nice. And that's a really important thing.
These because the guys can pick up too. I mean, women can pick on this too, but like guys feel when they're like being interviewed, right? And if it's just the next question, or like I'm asking very specific questions, the guy's like, okay, she's just trying to like level me up to see if I'm like her future husband. Yeah. What's my 401k? What? Yeah.
And it's like, how's your health insurance?
Yeah. Like, what does that look like? Do you want to live in the city or the country?
Country city.
And like, how many children? How many like, children? Please don't ask that. Oh my gosh. Someone asked me that on the second day. I'm like, why?
I know. It's a lot.
Do you want my ovary status right now? Right. Like, I don't just like, no.
God. Yeah.
But true. Like, it's like you have to show other small subtle things. It's so much of that body language, is so much of those like what you're saying, how you're saying it.
And it's really just having fun.
Yes.
Like that's when you break it down. It's like you, when you're flirting, you're having fun.
Yeah.
Like you're, and when you're talking about things that you're actually passionate about, like travel or, you know, the Spice Girls or, you know, who your favorite Power Ranger was. Like those are funny things. So I always tell the women that I'm date coaching, I'm like, honey, I would rather you be able to tell me who his favorite Spice Girl is than to tell me where he went to school, how many degrees he has, what da da da. Like, we don't need that information. True. Is going to come. And most likely, you'll probably already know it because you've probably done a little bit Facebook stalking. You've probably like gotten a little bit of info about
exactly.
Him.
Let's be real. Exactly. Us ladies know how to be Sherlock Holmesies Instagram.
Oh my gosh.
Or the woman version of Sherlock
Holmes. It's so true.
I know I am.
So, like, it's just about enjoying the moment and really being present and really just seeing if you even enjoy this person's presence. And then as you guys are learning each other, you'll get to know those other elements about who he is.
Yeah.
So you can then see, oh, is this really someone that I do want, you know, to take seriously and to be in a relationship with? But the first step is just having fun and just enjoying each other's presence.
Enjoying it. And that takes the pressure off. Like I always say, take the pressure off at least at the beginning. Like have a fun time. Like someone wrote into Heart of Dating the other week and they were like, can dating ever be fun? And I was like, yes, it can be fun.
My heart is broken.
I know.
My heart.
I know. I'm like, broken. Because people don't have fun anymore. And like, granted, when you're in the serious relationship, yes, there are things that are going to come up. There are some hard things you're going to have to talk about, maybe work through. People have passed. Be aware of that, okay? And there's a lot of growth that is going to happen. But you have to have fun.
Oh my gosh.
To focus on the fun. And you have to bring it back. Because like, otherwise, you're having all these serious conversations. Beginning of dates is just an interview process. And it's like, I didn't even enjoy it.
It's so true. And if we kind of think about it, like reframing and thinking about it, like, listen, if you do want to be married and God has planted that desire in your heart for a reason, like he is going to make it happen for you. But obviously you do have to be, you know, be present,
be active.
Do the different things, be active. You can't just sit at home like watching, you know, you
Netflix.
On Netflix. Exactly.
Every Friday night. You guys,
every Friday night. Like, oh my gosh. But it, like God has planted this desire in your heart for a reason. And you're going to water it, you're going to nourish it, all of that. You're going to do your job. We know that. But know that you most likely, if you want to be married, you'll most likely get married.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like just a matter of time before you find your person. And whether it's working with a matchmaker and finding him that way, or whether it's going to events every week, or whether it's meeting him at church, or all the things we said. But ultimately, you're going to get married. You're going to have, like, you're going to live that and know that You will if you do these things, you know, okay, please don't just sit at home. But at the same time, if you kind of think about these years, this is before, you know what I mean? Like you can date, you don't know when you're going to meet your person. Like you could go in the elevator and meet the guy, you know, you could meet your man there. You could meet him anywhere. You can meet her anywhere. I'm sorry, guys, we've really neglected you.
We still love you, men. So the ones who are still listening right now. Like,
But no, I mean,
this is helpful for them.
Yeah, but it's just so fun because you're getting to know these different personalities. Yeah. You don't have to be in a relationship with every single guy that you meet. Yes. You can literally just be like, oh my gosh, he's like really attractive, but I'm not really connecting with his personality. So therefore, this is not my person or whatever it might be. But you just enjoy like the male presence or the female presence. Like it's fun.
Enjoy. Yeah, and that's the thing is like if you are having a flirt, if your date isn't that much fun, if you're not enjoying it, like make the point in your mind to be like, I'm still going to have a fun time. I'm eating this amazing meal right now, or I have this amazing glass of wine, or like, oh, he's from this part of the country or had this upbringing. I've never met someone with that kind of upbringing. That's super interesting.
Exactly.
You know, and like use it as an opportunity to learn something different, still make it fun for yourself. Like
enjoy.
If the person is boring or if it's not like your person, okay, like you can still have fun. It's mentally what you decide.
And honestly, you never know why you're meeting this person.
Yeah.
So as honestly, I am such a big believer in this, that God puts everyone in our lives for a reason. Yeah. A reason, a season, or a lifetime. Yeah. But they're there for a reason. Mm-hmm. So we had a bachelorette. It's been a couple years now, but we set her up with this great guy. We thought we're like, oh my God, they're the perfect match. Okay. They weren't the perfect match, but they got along really well. They had a really nice time together. Mm. They weren't the love connection. Mm. But he saw that she was such a valuable person. He's like, listen, like, this is going to sound crazy. Like, my brother would love you. So he introduced her to his brother.
Amazing.
I think they're married at this point.
Like, oh my gosh.
So you never know.
Yes.
Like, or maybe he invites you to his birthday party and then you meet your guy there. Or, you know, birthday parties is also another amazing place to meet people. Mm. Birthday parties. Because it's like they're already vetted a little bit. Like they're, oh, you went to college. Oh, you're in the same frat. Or, oh, you're in the same sorority. Or whatever.
Yes.
So yeah, but you never know.
That's
really
so good.
Never know.
And it's every opportunity of dating is you can use it as a recommendation for someone else. That's so good.
It's like so true.
Doesn't have to mean like they could still be a great person, just not the right person for you.
Exactly.
And so what?
And honestly, giving like what's the word? What is it? Lending it forward, paying it forward.
Yes.
So if you meet a guy that is not really for you, like I do this naturally. Like I did this back in the day. I did this naturally. Like that's kind of how I was like, oh, this is a great guy. One of my first matches was in high school one of my old boyfriends.
Oh wow.
And introducing him to one of my best girlfriends.
Oh my gosh.
Because I was like, oh my God, this guy is amazing. And he's so great. He's not my guy, but he'd be great for my friend. So I remember I like said something on AIM. It was on AIM. Okay. Like instant messenger, like throwback. But I remember I was like, Richie always thought you were really cute. And then Carolyn's like, Carolyn's like, what? He thought I was cute? And I kind of fibbed a little bit, but like, whatever. He thought she was cute. But anyway, they got together. But it's so beautiful. They ended up like going to prom together. Da, 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 da. So it's like, give if you are like, listen, he's an amazing guy, instead of just like writing and being like, oh, he's not for me, done, thank you, next, be like, thank you, meet Jessica, my other good girlfriend, because then Jessica, when she's dating, she'll keep you in mind too.
Oh, that's good.
So it's like, he's not for me,
we pay it forward,
pay
and then we
forward.
Get it paid back.
No one matchmakes anymore. It blows my mind.
That's so true.
Yeah,
we did that. Like the last thing I'll say on that note is like a year-ish ago I was having this little party and we put questions in a bowl, and one of my amazing friends just put, instead of putting a question, she put a question. I think it had something to do with, we pulled it out. It was supposed to be thought-provoking questions. And she said, do you know anybody of your friend group that I can date?
Ah, praise be.
And it's exactly. and we were yes. like, wait, why did you write that? And she's like, because there's a group of people here that know so many different people.
Absolutely.
I don't know everyone here. And maybe somebody in this room knows somebody else that could set me up. Like, why can't we do that more for each other?
Absolutely. Like, seriously. And if you have a friend, like, girl group, be like, listen, like, let's do this. Let's make a pact. Like, I mean, I'm dating a lot. And if I don't like a guy, but I think he'd be good for you, just like, bam, make it happen.
It needs to be a girl's pack. That totally. Needs to be the new girl's code versus seriously. Like, I dated this guy and you can never date him again.
No.
Ex-nay like, the old girl code.
Exactly. Like, if he's a nice guy, you know, he's – yeah. So,
girl, I'm all in
matchmaking.
Okay, this has been so much fun, and we didn't even get to all my questions, but we covered a lot of ground, and this is an epic episode. So, the last thing I ask every guest is, what is just your final little nugget of dating advice for the listeners?
Oh my gosh, my final nugget. I mean, I'm a woman of repetition, and I will say again, I cannot stress this more. Flirt, okay? Flirt, flirt, flirt. Flirt. That's it. Flirt. Have fun. Flirt with everyone around you. Flirt with the barista. Like, flirt with your waiters. Just flirt, flirt, flirt. Because again, practice makes perfect. So when you're flirting,
it will give you confidence.
It gives you confidence. And you'll feel just so, you'll be like, oh my gosh, you'll see how people react to you. And you'll be like, oh my gosh, you know, they're having fun with me. I'm being playful. So my biggest piece of advice to all the women we work with, to all the women and the men listening, is to just really flirt.
I love that. And all of us Christian listeners, it's okay to flirt, y'all. There's nothing wrong with it. Yes. It doesn't have to be super
God
weird.
God wants us to flirt.
I know. Like, it's connecting.
It is.
Girl,
it
you're is. Amazing. So if people want to connect with you or Matchmakers in the City, where do they, how do they find you guys?
Absolutely. It's super easy. Matchmakersinthecity.com. Mm-hmm. And there's a free sign up, you know, if amazing. You're interested.
And we'll leave all the details in the episode too.
Yeah, totally. And catch me on... But I'm going to be on CBS, this Vivica A. Fox's new show called Face the Truth.
Ooh.
Yes, as I've been on there for a couple episodes.
Oh, I love it.
So as the matchmaker, we're doing a big episode this upcoming week. So stay tuned for that. So it will be
amazing,
a lot of fun.
Yeah, girl, you're phenomenal.
Oh, you.
Thank you for all of the advice. Ladies, you can definitely send in your messages to Allie, thanking her personally for how awesome this was. Oh, but you're just so awesome. And this was needed today. The ladies are so happy right now. The men are even happy.
The men
because
are like,
the ladies
me,
are
please.
More they're ready. Flirt they're ready to go. But thank you so much, girl. I'll
thank
talk to you,
you
soon.
Yes.
That was such a blast. Isn't Allie just so phenomenal? I'm grateful for her wisdom and her willingness to guide us sisters. Now, for any men listening to this episode, I hope you also took away some awesome nuggets from this. I'm sure you did. In conclusion, friends, it's okay for you to initiate with a man. We have to drop the hanky, and you gotta drop it a lot. I love that Allie said, instead of waiting for the perfect moment with the perfect guy, you gotta do it consistently. Practice makes perfect. Exercise that muscle so it can become second nature to you. Even if you're more shy or feel more awkward, friend, you can do this. I believe in you. And in that, embrace your awkward. Be unashamedly you. I just love this time with Allie today so much, and I'm excited to see y'all use these concepts and lessons in your dating lives. Now, don't forget, if you want to sign up for matchmaking with Matchmakers in the City, you can go to matchmakersinthecity.com and use promo code HEART to get a discount on your services. I'm so excited for all of you, and I'm so excited for what 2019 has in store. I cannot be more thankful for your support of the Heart of Dating podcast. I am blown away by your rankings, reviews, messages, all of it. If you want to be a part of our inner circle and support what we are doing, we encourage you to pledge any dollar amount that you want on our Patreon page at patreon.com/heartofdating. Also, if you like this podcast, would you please consider giving us a review? It helps us immensely, and we cannot thank you more. Until next time, friends.